Whacker Live for June 11, 2019. Hello, everybody. I'm Justin Kaufman. This is the podcast that makes fun of the news so you don't have to. Blah, blah, blah. All right. We're having a great, beautiful Tuesday here in Chicago. I think it's a little bit more beautiful because of the astounding softball win last night. If you're a follower of this podcast, you know that we play a 16-inch softball league, the WGN team, and we are coming together. We're gelling. And last night we played WBEZ, which is the community radio station. It's a little station that does the pledge drives. You know what I'm talking about? With the car talk, the guys that talk about cars. We beat those guys 19-6. Oh, my God. That's not... What? That's decisive football score right there, right? We missed an extra point. That's what it was. But the a blowout win, some big play from Pete Zimmerman, who brought out his championship pedigree, played third base. We were at a lull. There were no third basemans. And Pete, who has never played third, Have you played third? Let's just go with the narrative that you've never played third. He came in and played an astounding third base, and the team won handily. So now 2-1. Next game against a team called the Beat, which is, I think, a bunch of leftover startups. And then Chicago Now the week after, which is, I think, is a leftover Dicks. That's the that's the team I played on last year. I went over to say hi to everyone. You know, it was a fun game yesterday because a lot of, it's fun to play with some of the guys from the BEZ squad that I, you know, for years played with and won two championships. But I went over to the Chicago Now dugout last night before the game just to say hey to the guys I won last year with. And they're like, hey, what's up, traitor? I'm like, that doesn't work. You can't call me a traitor because I came in the middle of the season as a free agent. And this season brought a new team into the league, like a new franchise team. You know, like WGN Radio now has a team. That's not a traitor move. It'd be more of a traitor if GN had a team and I'm like, I'm not going to play on it. I'm going to play with Chicago Now. So I'm like, all right, calm down. Like, this is, I'm like kind of like the journeyman NBA guy, like a Derrick Rose type, who just takes a minimum salary as last year and then parlays it into a free agent payday the next year. It's a business. Softball, 16 and softball is a business. Gosh, these guys. Anyway. All right, here's some headlines. A judge has dismissed a lawsuit aiming to stop the Obama Center from building in Jackson Park. The environmentalists were arguing that you shouldn't be building on public parkland, and the city was arguing that they should because they're the city and they can do whatever they want. That's really what it is. It's a huge win for Rahm Emanuel and a huge loss for Friends of the Park and for those that believe we shouldn't be building on parkland, because now the precedent's been set. You can sue and sue and sue every time the city says, you know, Lincoln Park would be a great spot for IKEA. And, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. So thanks, Obama. In this case, thanks, Obama. I guess that's a cynical view. But it's the city of Chicago. Do you really believe that they will do everything they can to protect public space in our future land? Ah! The city argued that the Obama Center is a museum, so it is for the public good, just like a park. And how much is it to go to this Obama Museum? Is it free like the park? Oh, it's not? Oh. Well, you at least have people walking around that are like Obama impersonators. That's my favorite thing about the Lincoln Library. You go down to Springfield and hello, I'm Abe Lincoln. Well, you got this job because you're tall. And I took some kids. I took Miles' class down there last year for like a fifth grade field trip. And I really pounded into the head these guys. I was like, do you remember where Lincoln was born? Because we went to where his birthplace or his home. And it was 877 Jackson Street or something like that, right? So much so that every time I see these kids now, they're like, hey, where was Lincoln born? Hey, Mr. Kaufman, what's 877 Jackson? I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. They're like, you told us on the field trip. I mean, I really hammered it home. So we got to we saw the Abe Lincoln impersonator at the library. And I'm like, hey, you guys got a trivia question for this dope? And they said, yeah, what was the address of your home? He's like, oh, I don't know. And I'm like, get out of here. You got to know, like, the specific facts. You're going to walk around with the hat on and the suit and act like you're Abe Lincoln? He didn't even know where you were born? Anyway, where were we? I hope they have one of Obama impersonators. Where were you born? Oh, I was born in Indonesia. Oh, gotcha! It's like that birth certificate stuff, man. Also, we couldn't get one of these famed Trump judges to rule in on this. Like, where are the Trump judges? He or she would have shot this down just because of Obama's name. No, can't do it. All the judges talk like Trump. Let's see. I want to make it clear. I love the Obama Center in Chicago. I think it's going to be kick-ass. I just don't like taking away public park space. I feel like there's not going to be a lot of it left, and we're going to be in idiocracy territory where we're like, I wish we would have thought about that more. You know, but who am I? I'll be dead. So I guess the electric scooter pilot program has begun. So look for electric scooters all over the lakefront, Michigan Avenue, and double parking on Ashland and getting squashed between a bus and a UPS van or just splattered all over your windshield. The future of transit is here. Yay! That's all I got. Here's a funny story. I guess Uber had a big employee appreciation party yesterday, and they had to close it because too many people showed up. And the drivers were outside stuck in gridlock. Yeah, I guess they just kept turning the wrong way and then canceling their own rides. Okay, I could have done better than that. Louis Vuitton opened up a pop-up shop in the West Loop. The recently dormant building was painted bright orange. You could see it from space. Just think of all the homeless guys that peed in that Louis Vuitton store. It's breathtaking, really. Lots of pee. In sports, well, Kevin Durant came back. Oh, man. What a tragic story at the NBA Finals last night. Everybody rushes back the megastar. He's going to come in and save the day. And when he gets back out on the court, he does more damage, tearing his Achilles. And now he's out for at least a year. If you said, is that the story of Derrick Rose in an alternate universe? Yes. Why, yes, it is. I feel like everyone in Chicago owes D. Rose an apology. After watching Durant last night, I'm like, so that's what would have happened. He knew he was going to do the same thing. We didn't care. They all said the same stuff about Durant. He's medically cleared to play. He doesn't have the guts. Where's his heart? He's a wimp. The moral of the story? Fans and doctors suck. Right? That's pretty much it. But the real losers, the Toronto Raptors. How do you lose that game? Kawhi Leonard, who was also medically cleared to play last year with the Spurs, was again the money man in the fourth quarter yesterday, but somehow he passed the ball, and then the Rockford kid didn't pass it back to him, and instead they passed it to Kyle Lowry, who, by the way, is going to end up on the Bulls. Just watch. Kyle Lowry, who shot probably the ugliest crunch time shot in basketball history. The buzzer went off, and the whole stadium's like, what happened to that ball? Where'd it go? Like, you couldn't even figure out, like, you didn't even figure out how to shoot a basketball. That was like a second grader at the big court, you know, when you get to the big court, you're like, that one's probably not for you. Okay, keep trying. That's how Kyle Lowry looked in that last shot. Yikes. Anyway, back to Oakland now for no reason whatsoever. I'm sorry, Canada. I'm sorry. You deserve better. But how about it? The best thing I heard today is that Durant has a player option on his contract. So everyone knows he's going to be a free agent. But I guess that was him opting out of his contract. Now he can opt to stay in his contract in Golden State. And instead of signing somewhere else, he can get paid $31 million a year to sit in a whirlpool. That'd be a nice statement to the Golden State Warriors medical staff, don't you think? $31 million to rush him back for Game 5. That's what it costs the Golden State Warriors. I love it. I love it. It's not happening to us. I love it. The Cubs and Sox both lost yesterday, but in very different ways. The Cubs played a seesaw game with the team that knocked them out of the playoffs last year, only to come up short in the ninth as former Cubs closer Wade Davis struck out Kyle Schwarber looking. A great game once again between these two squads. And Cargo played again. That's cool. Keep it going. Keep him in the lineup. I like that. You know what I didn't love? You, Darvish, again. That dude better be putting up some quality starts soon. Because that dude, he's getting paid the same amount of money as Kevin Durant, but he doesn't have a torn Achilles. The bullpen also let down the squad. Come on, Kimbrel. Loosen up already. Time to get in the game in the seventh, like a Madden closer's supposed to do. The Sox were much less dramatic, getting shelled in a 12-1 loss to the Nationals, who have single-handedly doused cold water to the Sox. They beat the Sox three times in the last seven games. How about that? I think it's less than that. I think it's three times in the last six because it was a two-game series. They got another game tonight. That's crazy. Everyone was looking for big things from the Sox after they beat the Indians that series, and the Nationals just quieted that talk. The Sox are now three games under 500. They've lost ground in the wild card. They're four back. It's not going to get any easier for the Sox. Listen to this. They got one more with the Nationals, then Yankees, Cubs, Rangers, Red Sox, and Twins to round out the month of June. So getting our junk handed to us by the Nationals, not a good start. Tonight, let me know who wins the Stanley Cup Finals, Game 7 between the Blues and the Bruins. There's nothing better than elimination games in hockey. Well, there are a lot of things better than to watch the Blues-Bruins elimination game, but this is a family podcast, and we're going to stick to it. That's it for Lower Wacker Live, Beats by West Restless. If you want beats, you want to hear your beats on this podcast, P. Zimmerman at WGNRadio.com. Bye.